I'm walking into Guns For You, a firearms store in rural Howell County, Southern Missouri. A few minutes earlier, owner Gene Stanley agreed to do an interview with us. After retrieving my radio gear from my car, I head back inside. Stanley is there, standing behind glass display cases full of handguns, pointing toward the door. Behind him is a wall of shotguns, rifles, and semi-automatics. But he sees my recording gear and freezes.
Yeah. That's a scary thing, I'll tell you right now.
This? I hold up my Sony PCM recorder and my broadcast headphones.
Yeah, all of it is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I get nervous. I get to shaking.
Wait, you're scared of my gear. A lot of people say they're scared of your gear. Stanley has owned this business for about 15 years. Before that, he sold herbs. But he's been around guns since he was a little boy, he says, hunting for rabbit and squirrel.
Our shop is based on a lot of personal relationships with our customers. And we have a shop here that we want people to feel like when they come in, it's a place like home.
Tell me a little bit about how current events in the news, everything from, you know, school shootings to gun control, how does that affect your bottom line or your business?
Okay. The news always has a huge effect upon our business here. So anytime there's some kind of a national or local disaster, it always does have a big effect upon us as individuals and as customers, because anytime there's a feeling of infringing upon our rights or mass, say, taking guns from us, people react to that in different ways. But normally, if people feels afraid of something in their life being taken from them, they're going to turn in a reaction against that. I personally, as a gun owner and as a gun dealer, would rather sell guns on a day-to-day basis and not this fear factor that is involved. I would rather sell guns to customers that come in just wanting a gun, not in fear that they may not be able to get it sometime down the road.
How do you factor those peaks and those valleys? How do you factor that into your business? I would think that it's a really uncontrolled variable.
It is very uncontrollable, because you never know what's going to happen. You basically look in the past and see how things have went in the past. You base your business up on those things in the past, the type of guns, the type of ammo that you bring in, because knowing probably the way things are now, it'll only be a few days till this is going to happen again. You're going to have this this surge in gun sales, surge in ammo sales also.
I'm curious if there is a spike in certain types of guns.
Normally, in cases like this, the AR-15 rifles are the main one that people are looking forward to, because the government, this is the direction they're going, because a lot of the incidents that are happening around the country are usually done with an AR-15 rifle.
So right now you're out, for example, of the AR-15. Do you think that's because of demand across the country?
It definitely is. Usually, if there's no issues in the media, AR-15s are pretty available to get. I currently do not have them, of course, but as they come in, normally they're sold as they come in. I have multiple suppliers that I deal with.
What about just for like the AR-15, though? How many suppliers do you have for that?
Probably 10 to 12 suppliers for AR-15s.
Oh, yes. My goodness. And they're all out right now?
They're all out now. Yes.
Do you have any concerns at all as a business owner of people using guns for the wrong reasons?
I do not have. No. I do not have an issue with selling guns to people, especially here in our area. A lot of the guns are sold here are for hunting. We have all the seasons of different hunting, and people, of course, buy guns for that reason. And therefore, they don't have that feeling of fear of buying certain weapons.
Again, that's small business owner Gene Stanley in Howell County, owner of Guns For You. In the decade before the 2016 election, gun sales skyrocketed. The National Instant Criminal Background Check, which is part of the FBI, reported a jump from about 12 million background checks for firearms in 2008 to over double that about 27 million in 2016. Since President Donald Trump took office, gun sales nationwide have slowed, and Remington, the firearms company that's been around for over 200 years, has just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Gene Stanley says business is good here. He's relying on trust, expertise, and customer service to get his business through any slumps. He and his wife send out over 100 hand-signed birthday cards to their customers each month, he said. I'm Jennifer Moore.